Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 6th, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And good evening, Zimbabwe. I am Chioneso Jani. Tonight we are discussing President Mugabe's State of the Nation's address that critics are dismissing as empty.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution.
And of course, we are streaming live on Facebook. Please like our pages and of course, post your comments. We are also streaming live on our three website platforms. That's on www.voashona.com. www.voaindebele.com and on www.voazimbabwe.com. President Robert Mugabe delivered his much-awaited State of the Nation address in Parliament this afternoon and made news not for what he said but what he did not say. With the lingering debate over recently introduced bond notes and the enduring cash shortages, many people expected Mr. Mugabe to at least say something about these very important issues. But he did not, and that is a serious omission that critics are taking umbrage over.
Still, the president talked about government working on improving the economy, power generation, and the introduction of a women's microfinance bank. He also said his government is concerned about the issue of domestic violence. And he finished his speech by wishing Zimbabweans a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As critics pile on Mr. Mugabe, his surrogates are fighting back. But what about you as a listener? Please call us and tell us what you think.
Licho nanjani, zulukandaba ikutibana kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sihlangana ngamazwi kaMongameli. Ubaba uRobert Mugabe yena oyithule umbiko oqhakathekileyo obizwa ngeState of the Nation address edale lePhalamende lamhlanje lapho akhulume khona ngokuthi uhulumende wakhe wenza konke kwenelisayo ukuvuselela umnotho ukhulume njalo ngodaba lwebhanga athi lisungulwa nguhulumende wakhe ibhanga eliqondane lokuncedisa abesifazana ukuthi bazithuthukise kwezenotho. Ukhulume njalo ngodaba lokudlwengula lokuhlukuluzwa kwabantwana kanye labo mama okuyinto ayisole kakhulu kodwa abaningi bakhuluma ngendaba angakhulumanga ngazo, indaba ezimqoka abantu abathi ubemele aziphathe noma kanjani lezi zigoqela udaba lokwethulwa kwemali yama-bond notes kumaviki amabili edluleyo okuyindaba elokuyisegudwini ekhulunywa ngayo ngabantu abaningi. Kazange ayiphathe lindaba, kazange akhulume njalo ngodaba lokusilela kwemali emabhanga. Udaba olulokhu luhlupha elizweni lina emakhaya lithini ke ngamazwi kaMongameli Mugabe vatereri kusangara muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection nasi tichizeya mashoko ava Mugabe mutungamiri wenyika avatura kudare reparamende vachitaura nasi vabata nyaya yekuti hurumende yavo iri kuyedza kusimudzira ufumi wenyika vataura nyaya yezimaset iyo avanogara vachingotaura nezvayo vataura zve inenyaya yekubatwa chibharo kwevana nevanhukadzi munyika iyo vanoti inyaya iri kuramba ichinetsa munyika asi havana kubvira vabata zvachose nyaya yemabond notes kana kuti kushaikwa kwemari mumabhanga iyo inova nyaya yagumbura vanhu vakawanda. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro Miss Chi nasi muchirongwa chedu.
Wonderful. Today we have a special guest and his name is Mr. Ivan Zininga. And he's been in Zimbabwe, and he's right now he's with us in the United States, in D.C., and he's an agriculturalist, or what we can say, an agronomist. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, eh? I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for being with us this evening.
And before we give you the mic, we would like to hear from an interview I had earlier with a strong surrogate of President Robert Mugabe, and that's Psychology Mazivisa, Member of Parliament for Highfields. I started off with asking Mazivisa, on what his take was about the president's speech. What did he take away? Let's hear what he had to say.
There are a number of things that one ought to have taken away, really. But one of the greatest takeaways has to do with the fact that the president, at the very last paragraph of his speech, say that all of us as Zimbabweans need to look beyond our political affinities, religious differences, cultural differences, and come together as one people, as one nation, united in our peace, in our diversity, and address those core values that bring us together, that make us a united people. The fact that the president urged all of us as Zimbabweans, despite our differences, to come together, I thought that was very special, very typical of him because he's a unifier.
And my main takeaway, Honorable Mazivisa, from the president's speech is that he omitted to talk about the issue of bond notes, the issue that everyone is talking about. And he also did not address the cash shortages. Why?
Two things there. Number one, when the president addresses the state of the nation, he's doing just that, addressing the state of the nation. He's not addressing the state of people's minds, the state of the opposition, the state of people's views. He's simply doing what he ought to do, address the nation, the state of the nation. I think he did that brilliantly. There was no need for him, for example, to speak about bond notes, because bond notes are already in circulation. They're already in circulation, and they're bringing about the kind of economic change that we envisaged as a people, the progressives amongst us, the fact that the liquidity problems are gradually going away. So there was no need at all for the president to address something that's already been addressed. And at least that is what I view the situation as. And that's my response to that, because he did what he had to do, address the state of the nation. The bond notes are already in circulation. They are assisting greatly. And we thank him for that, because it's part of his leadership style. It's part of what he decided to do as a way of addressing the economic problems that we are facing as a nation. So brilliant work from the president today. Brilliant display of leadership as usual. And we appreciate that.
But with due respect, Honorable Mazivisa, the state of the nation is that we have a liquidity crunch that you cannot wish away. There is no money in the banks. Queues are still subsisting. And we also have the issue of bond notes that I'm talking about. People are talking, businesses are talking. Clearly, Mr. Mugabe ought to have said at least something about that.
No, he does not have to say anything about that. Like I'm saying, you keep talking about liquidity problems. Everybody knows that. That is public knowledge. That is common cause. But the key thing is, has something been done about that? And the answer is a very clear, flagrant yes, something has been done. Bond notes have been introduced. They are in circulation, not in isolation, but as part of a wide you know, circulation of different currencies. And that is what the situation is on the ground. But the liquidity issues are not going to be addressed by the president mentioning bond notes. They are going to be addressed by what the government has already done, which government is being led by President Mugabe, which is to introduce Treasury 64, encourage local production, encourage money and whatever currency that we're using to circulate locally so that we don't have leakages of money going outside of the country. So it's not something that you're going to see change overnight. It's a process.
Ipapo tiri kuvumirana vamazivisa asi tiri kupokana panyaya ye mamiriro eupfumi hwenyika vabereki kudzimba vanga vakamirira kunzwa kuti vamugave pane zvavachataura vachati chii nenyaya yemabond notes vachati chii nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemari mumabhanga sezvo yanguva yechristmas apo vanhu vakawanda vanoda mari chaiyo handizvo here
president mugabe nyaya yeliquidity nyaya yemari dzikunetsa kumabhanga macues nemurudzi ariko vari kuiziva ende vakagadzirisa nekuintroduca mabond notes
saka sei vasina kutaura nezvayo vakatiudza kuti mabond notes acho abatsira sei
hazvibatsire baba inzwai kana ichiti state of the nation inoincluda maissues akawandisa nyaya dzecommand agriculture dzataura napresident nyaya dzestatue 64 nyaya dzedzimba dzataura napresident dzemayouth and so on and so zvakawandisa so zvaakuchida manje vane muono sewedu isusu kuti president kana waadresa vataura kuti statue 64 2016 yaita kuti local production ikwirire iende pamusoro president watoadresa nyaya iyoyo but zvaakudaura nemuono kuti president itaura neungwaru kuti aiwa pastatue 64 iri kubatsira munyika iri kubatsira zvikuru and he didn't have to mention mabond notes by name watotaura through statue 64 mari yakusekureta munyika haichabudiswe pano and this tinozitenda tozvikudza
saka kuvabereki vakaterera pari zvino honorable mazivisa muri kuvaudza imimi kuti nyaya yekushomeka kwemari mumabhanga nenyaya yemabond notes iyi hadzizi nyaya dzakakosha ndosaka vamugave vasina kuziibata
handina kumbodaro mune makutesa mashoko mukanwa mangu ndati nevabereki vemuri kutotyira ivavo vanga vachiteerera state of the nation address yabroadcastwa live muzimbabwe vana vezimbabwe vachiona unfortunately imi hamusi muzimbabwe muri kuamerica so hamuna kuvasange muchiona kuti vanhu vaona vachiunzwawo kuti president vari kuti kudii zvese zvemuri kuti liquidity crisis its artificial maqs ari kupera maimanja but maq asina kuunzwa nevamugabe aunzwa navanotsvangira through economic sabotage through as part of masanctions as part of a plan iripo yatiri kuziva
That was psychology Mazivisa, ZANU-PF lawmaker for Highfields West constituency. He was really passionate and pushing back against criticism that why did Mr. Mugabe not talk about the pressing, really pressing issues of bond notes and the enduring shortage of cash in the banks in the country. And of course we have our in-house guest that's Evans Zininga, an agriculturalist, and on the line we are joined by lawmaker Abednego Bebe, that's the lawmaker for Nkai South, an MDCT member, and we are also joined by Masimba Guchera, an economic analyst also from Harare. Welcome, Mr. Bebe and Mr. Guchera. Please be on standby. Do stay on the lines while I deal here in the studio with Mr. Zininga. We'll be coming back to you shortly. Mr. Zininga, what's your take on the president's speech and, of course, what Honorable Mazivisa had to say?
Thank you. You know, it's amazing that we are witnessing probably one of the shortest ever national state of address ever in the history of Zimbabwe. It baffles me to believe that we can talk about the hardships and difficulties and where we are going in Zimbabwe in just under 30 minutes. It's for me, it's very unfair. And I think there are a lot of issues, like you have rightly said before, we should have been talking about issues that are at hand. We should be getting a feedback and understanding of where the country is now and where we are going from here. I don't seem to see all that inscribed in the delivered speech. Rather, we are talking of Merry Christmases and joyous celebrations at the expense of a suffering nation that seeks to find solutions to imminent problems that we have today.
And indeed, the term "state of the nation" is self-explanatory. I think a state of the nation address should really deal with the state of affairs of a nation. I know Honorable Mazibisa would not agree with me there. Honorable Bebe, welcome on Studio 7, and let's dive straight into it. You were in Parliament today. What was your takeaway?
Well, it's unfortunate that Zimbabwe is discussing the kind of a scenario that we are facing right now, and the scenario that we actually inherited in 1980 when we thought we had a pandemic. The biggest problem that we have is we seem not to want to actually face reality that the creation of this problem was as a result of the same man who today, after 36 years, is still envied, still thinks he is capable of addressing a nation out of its problems when he is actually the creator of the problem. So that is the dilemma that we face. The second issue that I realized in that house today is the issue of cruelty of people that are around that old. Yes, he played his part to 1980, but the credit that I saw, I actually saw that around the Mugabe, that is the Mugabe hierarchy, that his vice president is going to down. I still believe that those people are very cruel because the man cannot even stand on his own. He needs constant support, and you can tell that even just having his joints supporting his structure and frame, it's quite a difficult situation that it is. Even the eyesight, as far as I was concerned, the eyesight is not the eyesight of a person that we know, as to say, that was sharp in mind, sharp in the eye, but you could see that he's struggling with his eyes. And I don't doubt that maybe he could have taken that 1 minute, he could have jumped one or two pages. It's possible, because the way it was happening, you could feel that at some point he would actually pause. Not because he wants to pause, but he's trying to open pages. That is how I'm saying the people around ZANU-PF are cruel. Because, for instance, a 92-year-old cannot, unless and until if someone maybe is dying, is trying to resuscitate somebody's life, he can stick on. But with that kind of a situation, kind of a scenario, kind of a physical strength, it really does not make sense to say we're still being addressed. But serious state of the nation address, particularly Zimbabwe and the way it is right now. We need a sharp mind, a person who is going to actually address the nation, giving the real direction, not trying to pamper Zimbabwe that something is going to come up with, out of the address by President Robert Mugabe. It is time up, and it is very clear that not that he wants to go home, but really physically it is time up for Mugabe. If it was under a normal democracy, this is where we are saying a president should resign because he is actually incapacitated. As far as I'm concerned, with this age, it's an incapacitation. So this is why you find that nothing is tangible that we can talk about that was spoken today at that house. It is just a repetition of that rhetoric that we are used to. And we are getting used to every time Zimbabwe, and some of them, I was surprised in the house, you find that people are actually illuminating at even nothing. Before you say something, you just cough and people illuminate. It's just embarrassing. And we need to have a mind shift of arresting the old men, have someone capable, take over the reins of the country, we move forward.
We seem to have lost our economic analyst, Mazimba Gutierrez. I was about to cross over to him, and nevertheless, I will be trying hard to reach him again. Kodwa Bubhebhe, uyamsola umgabe lithi kakhulumanga ngama-bond notes, kakhulumanga ngodaba lokusilela kwemali emabhanga elizweni. Kodwa ukhulume ngodaba lwe-gender-based violence, ukuhlukuluzwa kwabomama, ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantwana abangamankazana. Ukhulume ngodaba lokuthi uhulumende wakhe uyazama ukuvuselela umnotho, ukhulume ngendaba zezimassets. Ukhulume njalo ngodaba lwabezisonto ama-church uthi kumele ancedise ekubutheni abantu lapha, ekuthinteni abantu ekubana babe ngabantu ababuthekileyo. Waqeda ngokufisela uZulu weZimbabwe ikhefu lekhisimusi elihle. Akukho yini okuhle khonapho okubonayo umongameli akutshilona?
Angithi ngikhulume ngodaba lwe-gender-based violence. Isikhathi esiningi lapho ufica khona ukuthi i-gender-based violence iyakhula kakhulu, ikhweza yokuthi abantu babe besekuhluphekeni. Ukuhlupheka kwangikhona abantu beZimbabwe abayikho khona kuvela ngaphi? Ukuhlupheka kwabantu beZimbabwe kulethwe nguye umgaba. So nxa ekukhuluma nje ngumuntu okhuluma-ke into ayaziyo ukuthi ilethwa yokuhlupheka kwabantu beZimbabwe. Alibana ngabe kuthiwa abantu bahlezi kuhle, yebo ye, siyazi ukuthi i-gender-based violence into embi. Angikholi ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa khona ngabe into esingakhuluma sikhale ngayo kakhulu. Sikhangele futhi ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuthi yena abesifazana bazavulelwa ibhanga. Yabona uhluphe ngilalo kakhulu umuntu wesifazana ohlupheka kakhulu, odinga uncedo lukahulumende, kadingi ukuthi avulelwe ibhenki. Kuyilabo abavele besenelisa ukuthi angaba lapho kuya kuboleka imali yebhenki, mhlawumbe kuyabhenka imali yebhenki. But nawe ababesemakhaya amboni ukuthi bale benefit enganani ngalokho athi khona kwenziwe omama. Yebo ye, singakutho ukuthi ukukhulumile, but okusala emningi kwaziwe ukuthi kuningi okuyizinto kade kuphuma emlonyeni kamgabe esituza kwenza lanamhlanje bakwenza kahle. So asilathemba lokuthi lanxa ekukhulumile ukhulumela nje ukuthi ngoba aba omama eZimbabwe bayi-52% ufuna ukuzwakala engane ukukhuluma inhlupho zabo, kodwa kangiboni ukuthi yinto enkulu eqakathekile yangafumbangayo. Okungani kuyangethusa-ke ukuthi ilizwe lithi lisekuthini alilamali, amabhanga kawalamali, nalokhu akuyintrodusile kumeukuthi akufake ebandleni lapha ibond note kuthiwa kayisekho, ngoba vele leya ababeyiphrintile i-2 million ibingeke isike ngaphi. Isiphelele nje, siphelele boyeni emoyeni nje njengezithukuthuku zezinja. Angikuboni lapho okungakhona. Luhlupho olukhulu okade kufanele akhulume ngalo lonalona. Uhlupho olukhulu olwesibili kadesi luhlupho olokuthi
Mhlonitsho, MP Nkubambo umlomo khonapho, sibambu ukushera ucingo lwakhe lungakaqumi futhi sizaphenduka ku Miss Chi. You have a question for Mr. Kuchera.
Mr. Kuchera?
Yes.
What are your views in regard to the 5% provision, incentive to the exporters, knowing that there has been a recent cash crisis and the introduction of bond notes?
Look, I think let us put it clear. The problem is that our government tends to mix up issues. There is no problem at all with incentivizing exporters because they bring foreign currency. So that should be made clear from the onset, that the idea of incentivizing exporters is a good idea. However, the implementation matrix of then giving them bond notes as currency, and also failing to explain how the bond notes will work. I think you saw the RBZ struggled to explain how the bond notes will work. At some point, it was going to be optional for people to use them, and so on and so forth. So the finishing in terms of implementation is what is a problem. And I just wanted also to take note of what Honorable Mansilisa was saying, to say that this was a ploy by the opposition forces and sanctions and so on. We just need to remind him of fruitful communication, which was a PR company meant to do PR work for ZESA. We yet know that ZESA employs people to do PR work. So if then he says there is no corruption, and if he formed fruitful communications because of sanctions by the West, good luck to him.
Okay, but while we are there.
That why I'm saying that is these defense things that were given by some of these legislators, it's even below kindergarten reasoning that Zimbabweans should be forced to even start believing that it's because of sanctions and not of corruption that we find ourselves where we are.
So
the state of the nation, in terms of it being a state of the nation, it wasn't that, because it was not addressing the shortages of cash. It was not addressing the shortages of drugs in the hospital. It was not addressing the issue of employment. It was not addressing the closure of companies. This is the real state of the nation. It was not addressing the people's inability to put at least a meal per day into their mouth. So now if we are talking about the state of the nation where these issues are not being addressed, even secondarily by the head of state, then it's not a state of the nation. I think it's we need to find a new term for it, maybe a Christmas message or something.
Timbo Verenga mashoko ari kutumirwa nevatereri pana Chris Banda ari kutsigirana navakutyera ari kuti iye zvataurwa navamugave pa State of the Nation Address hazvina maturo vasiya nyaya zhinji dzakakosha semuenzaniso kuvhara kwemakambani kushayikwa kwemabasa dambudziko remari munyika kuiswa kwemabond notes munyika idzi inyaya vamugave dzavanga vachifanirwa kutaura nezvadzo avo ndiva Chris Banda pameseji yavo yavatumira paFacebook yedu yeshona. Mukoma Zininga, timbodzokera kwamuri. Ndezvipi zvakanyanyokosha zvakakoshesa zvamanga muchida kunzwa vamugave vachitaura nezvazvo panze kwenyaya yekushayikwa kwemari nemabond notes?
All right, thank you. Tine maissues akawanda paground muZimbabwe anoda kuti vanhu vabatsirikane kuti vaende kumberi neupenyu zvakanaka. Tine vana vechidiki vakawanda vari kugraduata mumauniversities and colleges akazara muZimbabwe. Vapedza vese vane macertificates mumaoko. Hakuna kwekuenda, hakuna mabasa acho.
Ndimbomubata muromo ipapo. Vataura vachitaura nenyadzi vechidiki vamugave vati ivo hurumende yavo iri kupa vechidiki ava mastens kuti vavake dzimba uyezve iri kuvapa ivhu.
Aiaiaiaia vechidiki vacho vari kutaurwa ava kuti vari kupiwa zvinhu izvi. Just 1 week ago, secretary weyouth weZANU-PF was papodium achipopotera nyika kuti takavimbiswa kunzi tichapiwa mastens isusu vechidiki, tichapiwa minda isusu vechidiki. Hazvisati zvazadziswa kusvikara nhasi tichitaura kudai. Saka vechidiki vane zvakawanda zvavari kuda, asi chavakabata mapromise mabasa 1 million avakavimbiswa 2013 takutosvika ku-2018 hapana chati chabuda. So vechidiki vari kutopopotawo kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, hakuna mabasa, hakuna kwekuenda. Empowerment yachona iri kuvajamba nekuti minda yacho havana. So kana tichitaura tichiti vati vari kupa, maybe pane pasina kunyatsobuda zvakanaka, pamwe chishuvo chekuti zvidai zvanga zvaitika asi hazvisati zvazadzisika.
Asi vechidikiwo sei vachibvuma kukwidzwa ndege yemashanga nekuti mataura nenyaya yemabasa akavimbiswa vanhu neZANU-PF 2 million And dzakawanda nyaya dzacho, you know, tiri kuona apo neapo ZANU-PF hurumende vamugave pachavo vachivimbisa vechidiki izvo, vachivimbisa mahovhesi izvo. Nothing tangible really ever happens.
Okay, before you answer, we've got a caller. Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
How are you, Matthew? Kwakadi kuchitungwiza?
Kuchitungwiza, hey, zvakaoma kuri nani zvako.
Mhm. Tipe mapfungiro enyu.
Oma zvakaoma.
Mhm.
Ndichiona maonero angu nemateura.
Hello, Matthew, are you still there?
Hmm.
I think we have lost him. Our caller there from, you said Chitungwiza, right?
Yeah.
Again, Econet, please, we know you are listening. Econet, Netwan, and Telecel, you have to work on your connectivity. It's about you guys making, profits, but... it also works for people who want to communicate.
Maybe we can go back to the question that Ntunga had stated.
All right. We are looking at this thing from different perspectives. And we are saying, politics aside, let's face what's core on the ground. What do we need? What do we need to see? We need to see change. We need to see transformation. We need to see every one of us in Zimbabwe being sustainable. Basics that we have all wished for a long time. No one is talking about it. We are talking about issues that people do not want to hear of.
Okay, we have another caller. Jealous.
We are having feedback from a line that dropped. If our producers can completely take out that line.
Okay.
Jealous?
Yes, jealous.
Hey, wakadi hako?
Nipo makadi niwa mai.
Aiwa, tinofara. Tipe mafungiro enyu?
Ah, ini mafungiro angu hapa. Zaizo na mugabe. Ifungwa dzemunhu aperere wakati ifungwa dzemunhu dzadzoke pamwana wechidiki sokumunhu wakura nekuti haungambotauri masoko nemuitiro mumiriro wakaita nyika yedu izvozvi pane zvino nemari dzawakabudisa pane zvino wasanonga uchinaso uchitaura kuti tazwa zvataurirwa nemutungamiri wenyika wati mari yedu ichasenza so taitire izvi kuti tisvike pakati kuti zvimwe tinonga taimprovewo ikonomi yedu kana kuti mari dzedu tava nadzo zvakanaka mumabhengi zvino haatotauri izvozvo waakutotaura zvokuti muri kwabvisa vana vari kurepwa vanhu vaimba vachitarisire zvinhu zviri kutambudze nyika pane zvino kuti mutungamiri wedu ka uchagona kuti adressa pane zvino but ototaura opposite nezviri kufunga vanhu
Asi nyaya yekurepwa kuno gender based violence is equally important. Asi imimi hazvina kukugutsai asi saka tiudze imimi chicha manga muchida kuti munzwe kubva kumutungamiri wenyika President Robert Mugabe.
Kuno mutungamiri wenyika waifanika kutiudzawo kuti patasvika apa taita izvi nemhosva yekuti zvakati. Tiri kumbomirira kuti petiri kumboshandise mari iyi yataisawo ngekutambudzika kuri kuitike makeshi mumabhengi tichasvike panguva yakati kana kuti mabhondi edu anonga aexpire kuti vanhu vatogara vaziva kuti nguva yakati mari dzidzi dzichanga dzadini dzaexpire wanogona kuzomuitira within 2 or 1 week chaya kuti yaexpire anhumi munadzo madzimba mwari uzazvezi mari dziya dzakamboitika zveuko mabheira uko
saka imimi hamusi kufara here nebhondi asi hamusati matenga here zvinhu mumastore nebhondi
ndakariisa muhomwe ndasvika pabedbridge apo ndikanaimvura bhishana homwe yangu pandakazobudisa so
Maria yakayanga yato gara homwe yangu yese. Ndisikachatooni pakanyirwa zibondi paya. Saka inini nokutoiona zvangu handitodi kana nokuishandira because ndakazodzokera ndava kutoita basa zvekusuka zvehomwe yangu kuti dzokere panzvimbo payo. Ngemari iyoyo haisi mari mamapepa mabhuku aya mabhuku atonyarisa kuchikoro ndoakagadzirwa mari iyayi saka handitori nokuiona musoro wangu inini
aiwa tinotenda mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa
tinotenda jonga munoramba makatibata tinotenda nazvo kuti tizivo zviri kuitika
aiwa tinotenda asi jonga mukoma wangu inini ndinoitwa ntungamiri nkomo
Okay, mutungamiri komo. Tinotenda mukoma. Rambai muchitipawo zviri kuitika zvakanaka maningi. Tinototi madai zvaide kuti itepenyure kana dei chaiyo chaiyo.
Madi.
Tinoti dai redhenya itotepenyura kana dei. Titopota tichizwa yedu nyuzi masikati nguva dzese. Nyuzi dzedu dzekumusha uko hadzina nezvedzinotaurira zviri kuitika chaizvo dzinotitaura opposite zviri kuitika
naiwa tinotenda mukoma wangu tichaedza tichataura nevakuru kuti tinge tichitepenyura nguva yese
ya popo hazvingatifadza ya because hai redhi yedu yekumusha iyi hapana chatichagonda nayo
aiwa tinotenda mukoma wangu sikhangele enye imbiko ethunyelwa ngabalaleli lapha silo Erica Nqobile Ngwenya olobe ekhasini leFacebook elesindebele uthi yena isipho esikhulu umgabe angasinikeza intsha ikuthi ayehle esikhundleni ayikele ukusiransela thina we are no longer interested in what this madala is saying abantu bafuna imsebenzi hachi izitendi lezo akhuluma ngazo then we have Meli uziphuthi uthi yena asikho isidingo sokuthi kulalelwe umongameli ngoba konke akukhulumayo ngamaphupho nezifiso lobuqholo bakhe kuphela labo ngabalaleli be studio 7 abathumeleke imbiko yabo ngekasi ekasini lethu le Facebook kulo Samukeli Siwendlovu laye uthi yena bazoyakha ngani kulo mhlabathi bengelamisebenzi ungayakha ungela mali na
and so we have Mr. Doug Coltart joining us hello Doug
hello how are you today
I'm fine thank you give us your views on the recent speech that the president made on the State of the Nation.
Yeah, I think the State of the Nation address really captures the state of the nation, which is a nation in crisis with a president who is completely unaware or simply doesn't care about that crisis. The State of the Nation didn't address any of the major challenges that the country is facing economically, politically. The nation is feeling uncertain about bond notes. With there's been a lot of opposition to them. They were then introduced against many people's will, and they don't even seem to really be addressing. The issues they were said to be addressed in the cash crisis, and yet we have a State of the Nation address where there's not even a single mention of this issue. So that is deeply concerning. There was no discussion of any of the real hallmarks of this year being the rise in police brutality of Zimbabwean citizens. So this is all greatly concerning. Perhaps the only positive glimmer that we could find from the State of the Nation was that the president addressed the huge issue of gender-based violence in Zimbabwe, which remains a huge concern and is often not sufficiently addressed. So that was an encouraging sign, but it also comes across a bit hypocritical when the state itself is beating up mothers such as Linda Masarira not that long ago. And so, you know, it begs the question whether the state really cares about gender-based violence or whether they are simply just giving lip service to it.
But you see, on his address, he mentioned that he would want the government is working or trying to work with community leaders and the church community to engage on how best to solve this gender-based issues that are occurring right now in Zimbabwe. Do you think that was a very good stance in that recommend?
Yes, I mean, as I say, I think that was perhaps the one positive element that came out of the speech, in that I think certainly working closely with communities, with churches, to ensure that that violence against women and girls at a domestic level is addressed. Certainly, that was a positive positive issue. All that I'm saying is that to say that when the state is also perpetrating violence just seems to contradict what is being said.
Okay, Doug, here is what Mr. Mugabe had to say about tourism, and I quote, "Tourism continues to experience tremendous growth and development. First half of 2016 saw 902,435 tourist arrivals, receiving a significant increase from Asia and America. Average room occupancy has marginally increased from 41% to 42%, and we expect to receive 2.5 million tourists by year end. The peace and tranquility, again I repeat, the peace and tranquility we enjoy as a country positively contributes to the success we enjoy in tourism." What's your take on that? Is that something not to celebrate?
So I'm not privy to the statistics that the president is quoting. A couple of things I would say. Number one is that he talks about the flourishing tourism, and yet we have, you know, we're celebrating less than 50% occupancy. That doesn't seem to me like something to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. But perhaps more fundamentally this issue that he raised around the peace and tranquility, encouraging tourism. Now, of course, that is true. Peace, we all want peace and tranquility. But it seems almost to be a veiled threat to say that there will be an enforced peace so that Zimbabwe can be enjoyed by foreigners, even if it cannot be enjoyed by its own citizens who are prisoners in their own country. And if anyone speaks up, and even legitimately challenges the government through peaceful means, they're brutally repressed and told that they're terrorists and that they are seeking violence, even if they're not. And so, it's concerning that our president seems to care more for the foreigners who want to visit our country than the people themselves who are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, the dog. Tizoge Kwamuri Mkomazininga. Mr. Mugabe, you said this about agriculture, and that's your area of expertise, of course. He says government has imported 300,000 metric tons of maize. The private sector has imported 25,000 tons. Government is rolling out the presidential input support scheme, 800,000 communal farmers, as well to 800,000 communal farmers, as well as to resuscitate the production of cotton by supporting cotton farmers. He also said in 2015, milk production reached only 58 million liters against the national demand of 120 liters. What happened to Gushungo Dairy?
Interesting, very interesting subject. Okay, I'd rather not talk about Gushungo Estates, but of course, it's one of the big players in the dairy industry. It's a fact. But I want to come back to the imports that the president has been talking about. For your own information, Zimbabwe requires 1.7 million tons of maize per year to be sustainable, to feed its people. We are producing not just less than half, but just above a quarter of that every year for the past 10 years. So importing 30,000 metric tons of maize, I'm sorry, it's a joke. It will only benefit just very few people who are based on party lines in terms of if you're ZANU-PF, yes, you will get some bit of maize, a bag or two. But this is not the solution that Zimbabwe requires. What we need is to go back to the drawing board and empower the farmers to grow sustainably. And how do they do that? Instead of coming and giving us a bag of maize based on which party we are supporting. That's very, very unfair. And then also, secondly, talking about cotton, Zimbabwe used we were the third largest producer of lined cotton at one point. And even here in America, they imported cotton from Zimbabwe. But that has all stopped. Why? Because our quality of the lined we are producing has gone to the lowest point ever because of our poor growing structures and failure to adhere to requirements by the national standards. So we need to go back and start from zero. How do we do it well? Instead of coming in somewhere along the way and say, okay, this guy is hungry, just give him a bag of maize meal. Nah.
While we're on that, I want to ask that, mm-hmm. is it not the reason why there is a degrade of the quality of the cotton, is it not because of the El Nino, the drought that has affected Zimbabwe's produce?
Far-fetched, yes, it could be. But you need to understand that for every crop to grow well, we don't need to depend on the weather patterns out there. We need to create the right environment, which is why we are saying, go back and fix the irrigation systems on the farms. Go back and fix the soil structures on the farms, instead of coming at the end of the season and saying, we failed because there was no rain. Make the rain instead. This is what we need. We need to create a functional agricultural system that we used to have.
Is it because maybe they were not prepared for this, or there was no planning, proper planning put in place because of the dams and the finances? Everything was maybe sent to different sectors and maybe the agricultural sector was ignored. Because I think he gives great pride in the land reform, which of course I'm sure you really know about that.
You know something very interesting? Zimbabwe still lives in the fallacy of believing that agriculture is the backbone of Zimbabwe's economy, which unfortunately is so wrong. It used to be, but not anymore. You see, what we need today is a plan, somebody that will stand up there and say the plan for Zimbabwe's agricultural perspective is like A, B, C, D. We don't have that. Nobody knows what's going to happen 5 years from now because no one is planning for it. We are busy crying about paying debts we have accrued over the past 10, 15 years instead. But we are not looking into the future and saying, where do we go from here?
While we are on that, Ntunga raised a very important issue when he was reading about tourism. Mm-hmm. And I know there was a part in Zimbabwe tourism where they wanted to introduce agrotourism, mm-hmm. as a way of introducing tourists, mm-hmm. to the agricultural market. How did that go in that sense?
It's still a blueprint, just like the Zimwa said. It's still a piece of paper with needs and specifics that people are looking at doing. But on the ground, the practicality of things is you need to have something to show the people that you want to come and see. Because tourists don't just come and make a walk. They come to look and appreciate and buy and spend. That's how we make money. But as it stands, we are not seeing all that happening.
Mkoma Zininga,
yeah.
You are not sounding very patriotic right now, and I'm very upset. I'm very upset with you.
I'm not a politician. Pardon me.
Saga, you are talking about Mrotora Nenya ye agriculture not doing well for the past 10 or so years.
Definitely.
Well, that is common sense, but you know, nothing is common sense really. Saka izvozvo pane zvazvinotiudza here nenyaya yechirongwa chekugovera vanhu ivo.
Okay. Maybe I sounded a bit blush or harsh, but the land reform, according to me, is one of the greatest achievements this Zimbabwean government has ever done in its history. But somebody needed to know where to put the full stop. We needed to know where to stop. We didn't need to virtually take out every commercial farmer there was in Zimbabwe. We needed to integrate them into the new society that equated everybody across the board. For example, if we had a farm with one farmer and we brought in 20 more local farmers, we should have left that farmer with a small piece. And every one of these farmers was going to benefit from his knowledge, from his expertise, from his markets, from his road networks and everything. But instead, we brought in completely new people who were coming from a different sphere to these farms, and we did not empower them enough. Remember, when these white settlers came in, the farms they were sitting on, they were given as rewards from the World War II. They were not born farmers. They had to learn. The Rhodesian government took them through the energy of teaching them how to do it right, created financial structures for them to get loans, created structures for technical support. But did we do that?
But while we're on there, is that not one of the projects that the government has been trying to do with the communal farmers and also all the other farmers? I know there's a lot of training taking place. And weren't you part of that project at one time?
Let's take our listener, the Ms. Chi, before they drop the line.
George from South Africa. George.
Yeah, I'm Dilipo.
Ko wakadiyako?
Ndiripo hangu makadiwa hanzvadzi.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipei mafungiro enyu.
Ya, maone la tuku ita panyani tika paleki pa speech mazhinji anenge anotiwa na president. Nona sekuti kubvira paya pakamboerenga speech anga iri rongu paya paya. Anenge kuita zvekunyoredzwa zvekutaura. Kuti votaura itaurai muchiti muchiti. Like mukaona sekuti tine vamwe varume vakaita sana. Reganinga kuti mistaka suku here vaya. Vanongotaura kuti
South Africa. Bayakhuluma abantu abanye bathi mhlawumbe babo umgabe ngokungakhulumi ngendaba yama bond notes mhlawumbe kakwazi lokuthi akhona elizweni sesebenza ayisimi ngabantu abajonjalo silo mnumzana uZininga in our studios ube sakhuluma ngodaba lokuthi udaba lomhlabathi lolu yebo kwaba ngomqondo omuhle ngoba ngumbono omuhle ukuthi uhulumende aphe abantu umhlabathi kodwa uhluphayo kubana phakathi kweminyaka elitshumi kumbe engu-16 edluleyo kusukela lapho uhulumende ethatha umhlabathi wabelungu ethatha amaplazi abelungu ukulima sokuhlupha elizweni ngakho ilizwe kalisatholi ukudla okwaneleyo Mkomazi Ninga Miss Chi bangabavunza mvunzo.
All right. You were talking about training.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I literally was part of a training program on behalf of the Zimbabwe government for quite a long time with a perspective of imparting the right technical expertise into the farmer on how to do it right. That's a big plus, but it's only half the talk, half the walk, because it's just as the same as taking me to university and I graduate with a degree and I don't have anywhere to go after that. So yes, train them, teach them, show them how to do it, but also then come in with funding support.
But the government is giving seed and the government is giving fertilizer and the government is giving land. Is that not the support the people need?
That is what it's supposed to seem to be on the ground. Believe you me, if you go on the ground, it's a totally different story. Yes, the government might have a good intention with that, but the people that are surrounding the powerful offices to execute and implement these schemes and projects, there is lack of corporate governance in Zimbabwe. It's public knowledge. There is a lot of corruption. It's going to be which party are you on to get support? It's going to be are you related to the big guy to get support? It's not getting to the intended beneficiary on the ground.
Okay, here's another question. During our heyday in terms of agriculture, mm-hmm. When we were producing enough and selling to other countries,
mm-hmm.
Where was the surplus coming from? From the communities, from the communal farmers, or from the white farmers?
This is something very interesting, and I think people don't know this. Communal farmers produced more than half of the national grain reserves.
Indeed, exactly. I just wanted you to make that clear to our audience. And my other question is, so we still have those communal farmers.
Yes.
What happened was a disruption in the white farmer community.
Mm-hmm.
So why are those communal farmers now failing to produce as much as they used to? Since nothing seems to have changed from my perspective because. They still own the land that they did own way back mm-hmm. when they were producing enough.
Yeah, it's very tricky, but I'll explain it this way. The communal farmer 10 years, 15 years, 20 years ago was buying inputs through GMB-supported and government-supported schemes at a subsidized rate. But it's not happening anymore. In Zimbabwe, that communal farmer must buy a bag of fertilizer for $30 to $35, which a communal farmer in Malawi is buying for $7.
Let's leave it there. We definitely will invite you back in the studio to continue this conversation. I would like to say thank you to our guests. That's Evans Zininga, an agriculturalist, Abednego Bebe, lawmaker, Mazimba Guchera, economic analyst. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Chioniso Jani. Catch us again next week, Tuesday, same time.